are tuned in to the Agent Spotlight Show, presented by NFL Draft Bible, the most trusted source in the NFL draft community.
Welcome to the Agent Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella. You know, something here at the NFL Draft Bible that we like to do is educate. And the NFL draft process is very complicated. One of the biggest decisions a player will make is choosing the right NFL agent. A bad decision can be costly. And we cover all that over on the NFLDraftBible.com. But here on the Agent Spotlight Show, we want to provide a platform for some of the verified NFLPA certified agents to kind of tell their story, get to know them. And really, it's a way for players and parents and people that want to get to know these individuals from a perspective where, you know, these are some of the questions that you should be asking an agent when you're going through the vetting process. But, you know, if you are listening out there and you want to get to know our guest today, Nathan Shackelford of Higher Calling Sports, well, then get a pen and paper out, because we are going to cover the ground with Nathan, get to know him, get to know about what his agency provides. So without further ado, let us welcome in our guest for today on the Agent Spotlight Show. He is Nathan Shackelford of Higher Calling Sports. He joins us right now on the NFL Draft Bible Hotline. And Nathan, welcome into the show. How are you today?
Good. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we appreciate it. And, you know, here at the NFL Draft Bible, we like to provide a platform for players to get to know agents, and that's what we intend to do here today. So, you know, let's start off just getting a little bit, getting to know you some and talking about your background and how did you get to becoming an NFL agent? What aspired you to take this route? And, you know, what are some of the things that you're passionate about in this business?
I grew up playing football in high school, tore my ACL my junior and senior year. So that kind of prohibited me from playing college, but loved the game, thought about coaching for a little bit, actually was a coach for a year, and showed me again that I love being around the game, but I just wanted something that was a little easier on a family in terms of traveling, moving, all that kind of stuff. So I went to law school and looked into what my routes were for combining football and law, and the agent deal popped up, and interned for an agent for a year or two and got to see the whole process from start to begin, you know, beginning to end. And at that point, just really felt like I could do it. Started, you know, off kind of representing, wanted to not just jump in full to NFL. So I started representing guys in CFL and AAF before that went out, and then just kind of started picking that up and making sure I knew what I was doing, that I was knew how to negotiate contracts. I felt comfortable with that I had connections. And as that just started progressing, just felt like I needed to start my own agency. Again, just based off of there was some stuff that I'm really passionate about, which is my faith. And when I looked out in the industry, really didn't see an agency that really was geared towards people of faith or people of high moral character that were trying to use football as a platform to affect change and to give back to causes that they're passionate about. So that's why I started my own agency, and that's kind of how I got to where I am.
Yeah, you know, I think learning the business too before dipping, you know, before going all in on becoming an agent, you kind of got to dip your toes into the pool a little bit. And I think that's a great thing that you did there to get that experience, because it's invaluable. And, you know, it definitely better prepares you and avoids, you know, making costly mistakes. So here we are now, Higher Calling Sports agency that you founded. And, you know, I know I've gotten to talk to you a little bit and get to know you. And I think, you know, you kind of touched on it somewhat there, you know, what differentiates your agency from others is, you know, you guys are a little bit more selective. You're going to kind of be focused on a certain kind of individual, and, you know, you're not just out here representing anyone and everyone. But, you know, this is a give and take relationship, and you're looking for certain characteristics as well in players, just like they're looking for characteristics in their agent.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, it's with kind of the vision, it's taking guys that are either those Christian type guys or the guys that are just at least good character guys that really want to give back and do more with football than just make money, hence the higher calling. And so, yeah, I mean, I would easily, you know, I know it'd be hard, but I know that my mission would be to, you know, I'd rather have a mid-tier, mid-round draft guy that's a Christian type guy or even lower than a first rounder who, you know, has put up some questionable stuff out there and doesn't have the character that I'm looking for. So I'm definitely going to be selective in what I do. I'm not just taking anyone and everyone, like you were saying, looking for those guys that fit that, because it is a family type environment. All my guys get along together. And if I bring in a guy to the family that doesn't fit, it's going to affect the chemistry of all my guys. So definitely selective for those reasons.
And you mentioned helping players not only on the field, but off the field. If you could just touch base on some of the services that you do provide, some of the football services, and then you mentioned, you know, doing things greater than the football field. What are some of the other service offerings that you provide to some of your clients?
Yeah, so we're a full-service agency, so I have people in-house that do I have someone that does the marketing endorsement side. I have someone that does the player imaging media, that side. And then I have someone that works as player development. So we kind of take care of everything that could occur, from draft prep to interview prep to marketing deals, all that kind of stuff. And then life after football, that's what our player development girl does, Katie. She does the player development side, so she's looking at things after retirement, that kind of stuff, and helping players with that. And then we have resources outside for people we like for tax, that will help tax accounting and financial planning and that kind of thing. But then one thing that we do that's different that no other agency is offered, and that this is one reason why I started my agency, was services that help players connect to causes that they're passionate about. So that's either church. So for us, that's churches or ministries, generally, and or just good nonprofit groups that we know are trusted and that fit players' interests and things they're passionate about that are vetted and that they can give to, and bring that all in house. So we try to get everything that a player can need in house, and if not, we'll find it and bring it to them, so they don't have to do any of that outside legwork.
All right, we're talking to Nathan Shackelford, Higher Calling Sports, here on the Agent Spotlight Show, getting to know a little bit about Nathan and his team and his agency. And I am enjoying our conversation, Nathan, because I'm getting to know different agents and, you know, what they specialize in and what they bring to the table. So I love what your cause is about and some of the things that you're doing. I think it's important off the field and beyond football, because, you know, the post playing career, and you mentioned you have somebody dedicated to assisting players with that whole process. I think it's really more important than ever, because the average playing career is 2.5 years, and a lot of people would argue that it's less than that. So if you're fortunate enough to even make it to the NFL and get a little bit of taste of that, I mean, that's a huge, huge platform. And then, you know, you can catapult that platform and you know, kind of use it to get your voice, get your message, and create great causes like you intend to do. So that's fantastic. Now, you know, one of the things, Nathan, you mentioned helping players financially. You know, players also want to know, when they're talking to their agent, that, you know, the agency is also financially secure and there's not going to be any concerns if, you know, they want to go to a specific trainer or there's any kind of pre-draft costs. I mean, you know, a common question that players and parents will ask is your agency financially stable? Because we do know there are quite a few out there that do go around and, you know, talk a good talk, but then when it comes down to showbiz, they don't deliver the goods. So how do you feel, you know, Higher Calling Sports sits in that perspective? And, you know, can you assure your clients that there's nothing to worry about?
Yeah. I mean, just on the training aspect, the first thing is I'm very player specific. There's not a one size fits all. And even sometimes what a player thinks might be best for them isn't really the best place for them. And so that's a step, that's a person by person, case by case deal of what is the best training, you know, what's the best name, but what's the best, what's going to get you the best prepared. And for all those types of things, we generally take care of those for the player if we feel like it's needed. And so we have that talk, and if we are doing training, then I'm in the works right now. Hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have an agreement in place with an investor. If not, I have a couple lined up. I have multiple investors kind of lined up, just working out some last minute deals on getting these done, but have lines of credit with some of these investors that I'm not worried about the financing side at all, because I think I have this one, and if this one doesn't, you know, we're finalizing deals, should be done this weekend, but if for some reason that fell through, I have another one lined up. So I have multiple investors kind of lined up, and I'm not worried about the money side of it at all at this point.
So, you know, if you're a day three pick, mid-round pick, first-round pick, no matter what level prospect you are, Higher Calling Sports has got you covered. You know, you don't have to worry about any of the training costs and pre-draft financials that go into the whole process. So they're fully covered for that. And that's something, you know, I've spoken to Nathan. Yeah, I've spoken to you about that off the phone. Like, you know, you guys will fully intend to take care of your clients, whatever their needs are.
Yeah, definitely. We don't want our guys worrying about training and worrying about all that. We want them to focus on the actual training, not on the financial side. And want to take care of that if that's, you know, if a player wants to leave their school and do something and doesn't feel like that's the best fit for them, then, yeah, we want to make sure that that's not on their mind, the financial part of all that.
And, you know, the agent life, everybody, you know, it gets glamorized. Everybody sees the TV shows and the movies,
yeah,
and, you know, looks great on social media. But we all know it's not always all rosy all the time. And, you know, there could be difficult decisions to make as well. And, you know, I talk to agents and it's like, hey, well, you know, my guy just got cut from the active roster. The team wants to re-sign him to the practice squad, but he has another opportunity over here. So, but he's more comfortable over there where there's not a great of opportunity. So there's always a constant negotiation, whether it's with other teams, whether it's with your own clients. Yeah. There's always going to be disagreements or conflict. Not conflicts, but, you know, disagreements on what the best remedy or solution or decision is. So I think one thing that, you know, is always good to hear is, like, you know, give us an example maybe of a disagreement or a problem that's come up, and how did you solve that problem? What kind of philosophy did you use to kind of remedy that?
Yeah, I mean, I pick my guys very selectively, so we generally don't have any big disagreements over, you know, there's always going to be football disagreements, but off-field stuff, I'm getting along, all that, generally not there. But one example of an area of you could go multiple ways and could be disagreement is when you have a guy that's been out for, you know, kind of missed the draft window and then have sat out for a year. On the what's next, sometimes I might feel like the best place for a guy, you know, is to maybe, for example, go to the XFL or in some sort of circumstance to go to the CFL, but players may not be open to that. So if I suggest that, I might feel like that's the best thing for the player, but they may not feel like it's the best thing for themselves. So what I do is I just try to give them all the both sides of the coin and show them how it'd be beneficial and how it'd be good for them. But my philosophy is it's the player's career. It's not mine. So if we have a disagreement over your career, that I'm going to do what you want in the end, because it's not my career, it's your career. So you just tell me, I tell my players, you tell me what you want to do, but here's what I think we should do. But, you know, if you have a different feeling, let's talk about it. And if you still feel strongly, I'm going to do what you want me to do. So I don't hijack my players' careers. I try to take them in the direction that they want, as long as they're fully informed of what that could mean.
And, you know, that's important too, because a lot of times, and it frustrates me, where, you know, at the end of the day, you work for the player, not the other way around. And a lot of times,
yeah,
players allow their agents to dictate their decisions. And, you know, I think ultimately, like you said, it's their life, it's their decision. So you're going to act in their best interest to execute and make that happen. So I think that's a very important characteristic. Another quality,
yeah,
or trait, you know, that a agent is often required, or always required really, is because you've got your hands involved in so many different aspects, so many different departments, a team of people to manage, a list of clientele to keep happy. How do you manage your time effectively and make sure that you're fulfilling all these needs for all your clients?
Yeah. So one thing I do is I cap how many players I take. Right now, I don't know if there's a hard number cap. It's just what I feel comfortable with, and the number that I feel good with. Of what I try to do is talk to each one of my players by phone or by text at least once a week. Sometimes it's more depending on the situation. Like I've had a couple guys for this XFL draft get contacted this week and gone back and forth with a couple of teams. And so for specific players, it might be more, but I generally try to talk to every guy on my list at least once a week, if not every other week at the very worst, just constant communication. And then, like I said, limiting how many guys I have, a lot of that's done by position. So I, for example, I don't have, you know, I think I have 20, 25 players right now, but I don't have 20 wide receivers. I have, you know, I might have 5 receivers, but two of them are going to be over 6'3". One of them might be 6 foot, and the other ones might be 5'10", 5'11". And so by that, it kind of lets me segregate where my guys are, lets me pitch different guys based on positional needs and what they excel at. So that way I'm not inundated at specific positions, which helps me to talk to teams, not pitch my guys against each other, but highlight their skill sets. And then if a team's looking for a specific position, that gives me a chance to follow up with that player, follow up with that team. And so I kind of divide it like that and not try to be too position heavy or too heavy overall.
And we are talking to Nathan Shackelford here on the NFL Draft Bible Agent Spotlight Show. You know, we want to provide a platform for certified NFL PA agents to tell their story, get a chance to, you know, tell players out there what they're about, what they represent, and what they should expect when they hire calling sports. So with that being said, Nathan, you know, we've talked a lot about the company. Let's get to know you a little bit more. You told us about how you became an agent at the beginning of the show, but how about, you know, and I can vouch, you know, not being an agent, but being around agents and knowing enough of them, I know that there's not a lot of free time in your life, but, you know, outside of football, what are some of the things that you enjoy? What are some hobbies or interests? Are you a movie buff? Have you read any good books lately? What is Nathan Shackelford getting into outside of the football universe?
Yeah. No, I mean, the great thing is I love football. So when I was thinking about it, kind of getting into this business, having my job be to watch football and be around football all the time, that's something that I enjoy. So it's actually a lot of fun doing that for me. But besides that, I'm married and have a dog. And so wife and dog take up a little bit of time. And I enjoy going to the gym every once in a while and have a AMC movie pass. So I'm up there and watching movies whenever I can. Hanging out with friends. I love Dallas sports. So anything Dallas sports, Matt, I have a half season Mavs tickets. So I'll be at those games. And then, yeah, I like reading as well, just whenever I have time, and depends kind of on the day what I'm reading. But yeah, and then just being outdoors, love being by the water, hikes, just kind of abroad, kind of like a lot of different things. But yeah, like you said, just depends on what I have time for. But love sports, being around sports, movies, all that kind of stuff.
And as you said, a former player, so, you know, hey, it never leaves the bloodstream. And, you know, we're lucky enough to work in the business of football, which is always fun for me. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to touch base on and kind of just get to know you a little bit better and get the players and maybe some of their parents who are out here listening to this and trying to, you know, learn more about Higher Calling Sports is just, you know, some of your mentors and influences. You know, growing up, coming up through this business doesn't necessarily have to be on the agent side of things, just life in general. Who are some of the people that have impacted you up into this point of your life?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest influences on me is my dad. Really, really great man. He has a nonprofit law firm that defends religious freedom. So really strong dad. Raised me the right way, showed me how to be a man, really definitely try to follow in his footsteps. Then, you know, from a football perspective, especially in the agency side, the guy that I consider kind of my mentor, his name is Gary Glick. He's out of Dallas, agent in Dallas. And he was the one that I interned for and really took time to talk with me and show me the ropes. So I really look up to him a lot. And those are probably the two biggest, just in overall life and then the football and the agency side. Those are probably my two biggest ones.
And then you mentioned, you know, Dallas, you are based down in the DFW area, but you're not just limited to that area. I know you're certified in several states. So tell us, you know, what states are you certified in, but you're also willing to really represent anybody nationwide, but tell it in your own story. And then, you know, for anybody that wants to gain more information or contact you directly, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah. As of right now, Texas is my main hub, but registered in Texas, Arkansas, and Mississippi. But there are some states that don't have agent acts, such as Virginia and New Jersey, a couple other states, Colorado, that don't have agent acts. There's more than that. But I'm also willing for if players are interested to get registered in other states. It just requires a fee, so I like to make sure that it's worth it for me. But if a player's interested and wants to talk, happy to do that, or any parents, happy to talk. And then if I'm not certified in the state, I'll get certified. Just requires some payment for me, so that's the only reason. But best ways to get in touch with me would be either if you're on Twitter, I'm on Twitter, either at Nathan Shack, and that's SHACK19, or my agency account, which is at HC Sports Agency, or you could also reach me via email, which is Nathan@HCSportsAgency.com.
All right, so there's no shortage of ways to contact Nathan. And you know, of course, here at the NFL Draft Bible, we're always trying to help out players as well. So, hey, RIC@NFLDraftBible.com. I can always connect you with Nathan as well if anything else fails. You know, Nate, I always enjoy chopping it up with you, talking some football, getting to learn a little bit here, too, on the fly. So, you know, anything else that you wanted to discuss, any ground that we didn't get a chance to cover, any last thoughts that you want to share with the folks listening at home?
Yeah, I think it's just important when you're looking at the agent process and who you're going to pick. The biggest thing that I tell players is I know I might not be the right fit for every player, but you need to play. If you're a player out there that's looking for an agent, you really need to make sure that you're getting someone who doesn't just see you as a dollar sign, but who really sees you as an individual player and has a passion for you as a player, you as a person. Because if it's all about the money, it's all, and if you're just a number, the second that you are not financially making a team, a player money, a guy money, I've seen so many times where agents just disappear on players. Even if they've invested money or done whatever, a lot of guys will offer players money and players will think, oh, this guy really cares about me. But the second they don't make a team, 53 or practice squad, agent disappears, just sees that as a lost investment, moves on. So you really need to make sure that you're going for an agent who cares about you as a person and not just sees you, not just seeing you as a dollar sign, but has a long investment in you, regardless of if you land immediately or not, and that's going to fight for you in the long term.
And it says right there on the website, Higher Calling Sports is a full-service, faith-based agency that represents men of faith or men of high moral character who are looking to use their professional careers to fulfill the higher calling they believe has been placed in their lives. And Nathan Shackelford doesn't just preach it. He teaches it. He practices it. And, you know, you guys are well on your way to making a difference in the communities, making a difference in the lives of your clients. And again, you know, you guys are representing a certain kind of not just player, but a certain kind of character player. And I think there is a big need in the marketplace for that. So, Nathan, it's been a pleasure. We appreciate you taking this time and telling us more about yourself, educating us on the Higher Calling Sports Agency. And, you know, I know you and I will both be chatting again soon off the air, but I appreciate you joining me here on the air, and definitely look forward to communicating with you in the future. So thanks so much for joining us, and we will be sure to follow you on Twitter and see what you have in store for us.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. There you have it. Nathan Shackelford, Higher Calling Sports, here on the Agent Spotlight, brought to you by the NFL Draft Bible. Check us out over at the NFLDraftBible.com. One of the really cool, unique features that we're going to have on the new website is the resource directory, where we have not just certified NFL PA agents, but ones that we approve of, because there's so many out there, over 800 agents. It's important to get with a credible person, a credible agency, someone who you can trust, feel comfortable, and believe in. And we want to help you sort through that process, weed out the bad apples. And you can go to our YouTube channel too and see plenty of players that I've interviewed. I always ask them, what's the most important thing looking for an agent? Character comes up so much. Nathan's got that. Someone you can trust and feel comfortable with, you know, talking to Nate, smart guy, but also a down-to-earth guy. So, you know, we want to make sure that you're comfortable in the agent selection process. We want to make sure that you don't choose a bad agent. And listen, I don't want to minimize how many good agents are out there, because there are a lot of very good agents to choose from. So we want to make that process easier for you, help identify who the people are to talk to, and then kind of make that process easier for the players. So check out our resource directory tool on the new NFL Draft Bible website. Of course, we have all kinds of products and services that we're now offering, and a lot of new ones constantly in the works. Of course, we're on location across the nation talking to industry professionals all year long. So, you know, whether you're going to be out at an all-star game or at the NFL Combine or at the NFL Draft, you know, drop us a line if you want to connect, ric@nfldraftbible.com. Of course, you can always follow us at NFL Draft Bible, and we always appreciate your time here on the All Access Football Podcast channel. Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes, as we will have shows all year long. It's your home for nonstop draft talk. Till the next time, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the NFL Draft Bible Agent Spotlight Show. Be sure to subscribe for new shows and visit NFLDraftBible.com for the most reliable draft resources.